tangent.
Blue cheese.
Ooh.
I enjoy a really sharp cheese.
Yeah, for sure.
I've always been a fan of like really sharp, like cheeses where people are like, whoa. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, give me more. I don't know why, but there is another universe where I am a cheesemonger. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you would own a whole dairy farm and do cheeses all
day. I would
day.
Love to make cheese.
Yeah.
If we found ourselves in an apocalypse situation and months had passed and we were starving, we suddenly found like a cow or a goat, one of my first thoughts would be, oh, fuck, I'm going to be able to make cheese.
Cheese, motherfucker. Yo, you'd be the cheese guy in the post-apocalyptic world. That'd be pretty sweet, right?
I suppose. Someone's got to be the cheese guy.
I feel like you could. I feel like, so before there was like money and people would just like trade shit, I feel like the cheese guy was still a wealthy person. You know what I mean?
Cheese is not as complicated to make as you would imagine.
Right.
It's
but
complicated to age and keep, but it's really not complicated. It's just difficult for people 300 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a challenge, but yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, we are proud to bring you a rerun sketch from a previous season of Random Bush. Enjoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a really good fun time out there right now. Coming to the stage now, all the way from Jerusalem, can you believe it? This young comedian, he's great. Please give it up for your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a hand.
Hey, thank you. It's so good to be here. What a great audience. Huh. Well, I just flew in from Jerusalem, and boy, are my arms tired. No, really, I flew here. Yes. One of my lesser known powers. See, there's the, I got the whole healing hands. That's really more the bread and butter, but everybody knows about that one. There's the transmutation of water, but I save that really for the weekends. It's just more for like funsies, you know? And flight, as we had just talked about. And of course, my final power is forgiveness. What's that? Oh, you don't think forgiveness is a superpower? Well, I'll tell you what, I forgive you. My dad says hi. Yeah, he's a super popular guy. Everybody loves him. It's really difficult, you know, being the son of such a famous guy. Maddox and Jaden, they don't know what they're missing. Blanket. Hey, he has a good idea, actually. He had it pretty rough. My dad's extremely supportive of me being a stand-up comic. Well, he's supportive by nature. I guess that's part of his gig. He has a great sense of humor himself. He just shows it in strange ways, like Kevlar. Did you know that Kevlar in its natural form is Day-Glow Orange? A lot of people didn't know that. When you think about it, hilarious. Or the platypus. Oh, man, me and the old man have laughed a lot about that old platypus. Come on, man, a beaver with a duck bill that lays eggs? Ridiculous. Dad really must have tied one on the day he invented that. I've been making efforts to modernize my teachings. Today's Christian is very succinct. We move in a very fast-paced world, and when considering that, I've summed up all the Ten Commandments into one easy-to-remember super commandment, and it is as follows. Don't be a dick. Yeah, it's a really simple philosophy. Don't be a dick. But I feel if you just, you know, if you pursue and really persist on not
love
being
you,
a
Jesus.
Dick, I told you to wait by the cameras. Priests really crack me up. They're very conflicted individuals. Leave it to a bunch of guys who swore off sex to invent the schoolgirl outfit. Am I right? Or am I right? If Christians are so excited about faith, why are they so stuffy about gambling? Do you realize that every nun everywhere in the world is married? To me? Yeah, you have no idea what a prolific polygamous alimony payment looks like. All right, guys, that's my time. Thank you so much, and remember, I love you. All right, you've been a great audience. Have a great night.
Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, give him a big hand.
That sketch you just heard is part of The Random Bush Show. To hear more great comedy content, search The Random Bush, a stand-up sketch conversation comedy podcast.
Wild Tangent!